USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS This Morning,
they do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role.
Fully vaccinated customers can leave their masks behind while shopping at certain stores. CVS Pharmacy and Target are the latest to change their store policies to allow fully vaccinated guests to go without a mask. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is sponsored by IBM. IBM and EY have expanded their partnership by announcing a Center of Excellence, a centralized virtual hub that brings together EY financial services expertise with IBM's technology capabilities to offer open hybrid cloud solutions. This will help financial institutions drive digital transformation and accelerate cloud adoption. Howard Beauville, Senior Vice President of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Industry-specific cloud offerings are essential to increasing cloud adoption in highly regulated industries such as financial services. With IBM Cloud for Financial Services, we are providing a platform designed with built-in security and compliance features. Think of it as compliance as code, and are accelerating innovation by partnering with leaders like EY. As part of the Center of Excellence, we're helping financial institutions modernize their systems by integrating EY's industry and regulatory experience with IBM's open hybrid cloud and cognitive technologies to ultimately fuel customer digital transformation.
Visit IBM.com/cloud.
President Biden is pledging to share 20 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines produced by Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson with other countries. That comes amid pressure from other nations to do more to help the global pandemic response. Firefighters in Southern California working hard to put out two fires.
A brush fire in Topanga Canyon, California gained strength Sunday as about 1,000 residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders. At least one water-dropping helicopter from Ventura County had been helping with the firefight. L.A. Fire Department says the dense vegetation is very dry and has not burned in 50-plus years. The Palisades fire has been deemed suspicious. Arson investigators identified one individual who was detained and released. Investigators then detained a second suspect and were questioning them Sunday evening. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks starting off the week in the red as the Dow loses 54 points to close at 34,327. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden revoked a Trump-era executive order that barred the entry of illegal immigrants deemed a financial burden on the U.S. healthcare system. This as the number of illegal immigrants entering the United States continues to rise. Austin Skiros with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection down in Del Rio, Texas. He shares the latest immigration numbers in his sector.
Well, so for us here, our numbers are significantly increased over our history. The Del Rio sector has never seen anything like this. On any given day, we're the number two busiest sector in the nation. The Rio Grande Valley, absolutely, they're far busier than we are. We're actually only apprehending about half of what the Rio Grande Valley is, and we're the second busiest. But here, our single adult numbers are up almost 450%. Our unaccompanied children numbers are up almost 250%. Family units almost 250%.
As far as the countries where he's seen people come from, Skiro tells Fox News.
We've seen folks from 70 different countries here so far this year. It's significantly busy. This month, just to put that into perspective for you, this past April, we caught around 21,000 people here in the Del Rio sector. That's more than we caught the entire first 7 months of last fiscal year.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.